8 on the agenda. That's the new combined fire authority precept. That's paper F in your pack on the agenda. And I'm looking for somebody to move it. This will be a main vote. Councillor Stewart, Councillor Stewart, you move the paper. Thank you.
Yes, I move the paper. Members have the paper in front of them, presented at paper F, and it's supported by further information at Appendix 1. As members will see, the report has been prepared and presented by the Director of Finance and myself. This is a report related to the new combined fire authority, which will come into place in the next year. As members will see, paragraph 11 to 13 on page 3 of the report, the financial implications for island residents are explained. And as the majority of island households are rated at pound C level and would pay an additional £5.35 per year, or the equivalent of 10p per week, for the new combined fire authority, which will be serving Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. The recommendations are presented at paragraphs 33 and 34 on page F6 of the report, which is what I propose and for which I look for a seconder.
Chair, I'll second that. Gary Peace.
Thank you, Councillor Peace. Thank you for doing that. We have got Councillor Liddy, who would like to speak on this paper. This is a debate. It's not, no questions. It's a debate, Councillor.
Well,
we've got 3 minutes.
Basically, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'm a bit confused by it because it says in a way that there is a nil impact on Hampshire residents, but there obviously appears to be an impact on Isle of Wight residents, and I don't totally understand the rationale. The way I sort of read it is previously we paid for the fire as part of the council tax for the island. Now, in a sense, the council tax isn't necessarily going to be altered. In fact, it probably could be increased next year. We've actually got an actual precept being paid for with the fire, similar to the police commission. So it seems to me that even though we've given away all the capital assets regarding the fire service, that actually we're island residents are actually paying an extra sort of an amount for it. I'm not quite sure why this is, and this is, seems to be my interpretation from that. I would like to get a response at the end from the from Councillor Stewart, because that will affect how I vote for this.
Thank you, Councillor.
Because I actually don't necessarily feel this does actually is fair to Isle of Wight residents compared to the nil effect on Hampshire residents, and the fact that we only have one representative, whereas Hampshire have more.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor.
Within that.
Thank you. Councillor Stewart, would you like to?
No.
Anybody else would like to speak before? Councillor Andre, you'd like
to
speak?
Yes, following on from Councillor Lilly, having read this paper in detail and having read the appendix, I look at the three options put forward, and whilst potentially I understand the rationale behind it, and I think it's largely to do with the demographics of, well, maybe not so much the demographics of the island, but the level of and the households affected and the income that that generates. I'm at a loss as to how I can explain this to my residents, where on the face of it, the impact on residents in Hampshire is nil, but the impact on residents of the Isle of Wight is that they are going to be paying yet another tax at a time where they can ill afford to pay it. So I will not be voting for, I cannot vote for any of these options. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you very much. Councillor Stevens, you are next. You would like to speak on it? If you unmute your microphone, please, Councillor Stevens.
I'm trying my best, hold on.
We can hear you now. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
You got me?
Yes, we got you.
At last. Sorry about that. The trouble with the button here to try and unmute myself. briefly, we're looking at an amount here. Yet the CSR is still going through procedures with the Home Office and the LGA and ministers. So I wonder how we can actually come up with a figure at this time. So I shall be voting against this. You'll probably be able to put me right, Councillor Stewart, but I just feel that this is kind of before the horse farm. And I did say when we were moving over to an amalgamation with Hampshire that this will be following. You might well remember in the council chamber that I did mention this, and it seems like it's a taxation by stealth. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stevens. Councillor Jones Evans, you'd like to speak?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, just some clarity, I guess, other members are asking for. The way I'm reading it is that the £62.18 that's been calculated, which would be spread over 12 months or 10 months as a separate council tax, sorry, separate building or council tax, that presumably will be coming out of what we're currently paying, because that is going to be shown as a separate figure. Is that about right? Yeah, so I think that needs to be really explained clearly to residents that it was already in, that figure was already in the main council tax, yeah. And now it's being shown separately. So, exactly. But then if it's on top, if we're paying on top, I think that is an issue. So some clarity would be great. If anyone else is going to be speaking who understands it, it's got right underneath it, that would be helpful.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Garrett, you wish to speak?
Thank you, Chair. Anybody who has no expertise in this area, and finances of course is an area that needs much expertise, would wonder why something that was sold to us as being an efficiency gaining change to the arrangements for our fire and rescue services is leading to increases in costs to Isle of Wight Council residents. The argument as to whether or not it shall be combined, of course, it is over and done with. The Secretary of State's decision is there, etc., etc. What is going to be very, very clear then, of course, is the degree of scrutiny. We're going to have to depend very much on one lone representative on the authority and whatever other scrutiny arrangements are in place to ensure that the unwed residents are getting the value for money that they would be expected to be told to expect from combining in this way. If anything that the last 4 months has shown us in particular is the degree of cohesion there is in our community and the degree of self-reliance that we can show. And yet again, we're seeing a service that has been under our own control, it's moving away. I know there are arguments that it's moving away to a combination of a kind of sovereignty, but all the same, it is a moving away. So I find it very difficult to support any of the options here because there isn't really that level of plain English explanation as to why we have found ourselves in the situation that we seem to be paying more and not with any guarantee of getting more in return.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Garrett. Councillor Pease. You've got a comment to make?
Thank you, Chair. I think members are looking at this completely the wrong way. This is about us increasing the resilience of our own fire service on this island. it wasn't, quite frankly, it wasn't good enough previously because we weren't funding it properly. This is the only way we can fund it. This is the only way we can upskill our own fire officers and the Hampshire fire officers. And by combining those authorities, we actually get an equal say, depending on our size, across the whole fire authority. So that's a false message. This is about increasing safety and increasing resilience for this island and for our people. And actually, it's a really small price to pay to have increased resources, increased fire engines, increased training, and a better service. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Thank you very much. Councillor Love, you wish to speak? Councillor Love, if you're on mute. Shall we come back to you? I will take Councillor Hutchinson next, please.
Thank you, Chairman. One of the things that we had to put forward in our business case was to show how the combined fire authority would have equal standards across the whole authority. And that is why this money is called harmonisation money. It is enabling us to bring ourselves up to those standards. And in fact, on page F6, paragraph 31, it does actually identify that the money will be spent on additional investment and improvements for our own fire service, and it makes mention of the fact that we will need effective communication to everyone to explain what that will be. So I should be voting in favour of the proposal.
Thank you, Councillor Hutchinson. Thank you very much. Councillor Love, are you able to come back to us? No? Does any other member wish to speak? And then, of course, we go to the vote. Councillor Love?
Thank you so much, Chair.
You think we've... Sorry? Councillor Love, you're back. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Apologies. I seem to be having problems with my communication here too. I agree with Councillor Garrett in his comments. I mean, this is the first time that we've heard that the new is harmonisation monies. And the whole point of us amalgamating our combined fire authorities was actually to reduce the impact. And in these very difficult times that we now see in the future, we'll suddenly be faced with an additional cost above that of our neighbours in Hampshire is quite frankly ridiculous. This is the first that we've heard of this, and it actually looks like a stealth tax to me, which nobody else is paying. Where has this suddenly come from? I need a lot of explanation to the people of our island. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Love. Thank you very much. Councillor Barry, would you like to speak? Thank you.
I didn't know you did it to so that you could speak. Can you hear me?
Oh yes, clearly.
It's nice to hear all these mainlanders being so happy to give away one of our primary services, the fire. But it's been decided by the Tories ever since they took the council over to get rid of it. And not only are they getting rid of it, they only want people. They're going to have to pay more for it. I think it's a shame, but nothing can be done. It's just one of those things. In the end, there will be nothing left on the Isle of Wight, but it'll all be one from Hampshire. I said this from day one, it's been proven. All these people love the idea of saying we'll be represented. We'll have one member of the Tory group speaking for all the people on the Isle of Wight regarding the fire brigade. Let's start having your own fire brigade.
Thank you, Councillor Barry. Thank you very much. Nobody else wishes to speak. Councillor Stewart, would you like to sum up, please? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So I just need to remind members of the journey on this. It was in the earlier business case that we would need to harmonise the tax levels across both Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Hampshire residents currently pay more than the Isle of Wight for their services, and what this is doing is making sure that everybody in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight pays the same. This is a new fire authority approved by the Secretary of State. And we are effectively creating, as we have now with the police, the Hampshire Police is part of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, and that's why we get a separate preset. This fire service that we have will harmonise over the payments. You heard me quote the figures, I don't need to repeat that, and that's not used. I think everyone in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight will then be paying the same as a result of this. And you will recall the Deputy Chief Fire Officer coming to one of our recent committees and explaining more about that. He took questions. I agree totally with what Councillor Hutchinson has articulated. And don't forget the assets and the liabilities move across to the new fire authority. So we can't have our cake and eat it here. But because I'm impressed with our fire service as it currently stands, which is Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, I'm quite comfortable recommending that members vote in favour of this. But at the end of the day, that's why we have democracy and members must now make their choices.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Thank you very much. We'll now go to a vote. This will be recorded as a named vote. If we make a start on Councillor Abraham, would you indicate, please?
Four.
Councillor Axford?
Four.
Councillor Bertie?
Four.
Councillor Beston?
Four.
Councillor Brading?
Four.
Councillor Chapman? Councillors Churchman?
Four.
Councillor Hastings?
Four.
Councillor Henry?
Four.
Councillor Hobart?
Four.
Councillor Hollis?
Four.
Councillor Hutchinson?
Four.
Councillor Kilpatrick?
Four.
Councillor Mosdell?
Four.
Councillor Murrell?
Four.
Councillor Adlaw?
Four.
Councillor Pease?
Four.
Councillor Price?
Four.
Councillor Quirk?
Four.
Councillor Tindall?
Four.
Councillor Ward? Councillor Ward?
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Whittle?
Four.
Councillor Andre?
Again.
Councillor Downer?
Again.
Councillor Fuller?
Again.
Councillor Howe? Councillor Howe? We can come back to you. Councillor Medland?
Again.
Councillor P.C. Wilcox?
Abstain.
Abstain. Councillor Stevens?
Against.
Councillor Jones Evans?
Against.
Councillor Love?
Against.
Councillor Lilly?
Against.
Councillor Brodie?
Against.
Councillor Barry? Councillor Garrett?
Against.
Councillor Smart?
Yes.
Councillor Stewart?
Four.
And I'll vote four. Thank you.
Back to Councillor Howe.
Back to Councillor Howe. Councillor John Howe. Are you able to unmute and indicate your vote?
Does it make sense?
No. No response. Okay. So we leave it like that. 24-4.
12 against and 1 abstain. 12
against and
1
abstain.
Abstain.
Thank you. That motion is carried. The papers as proposed by Councillor Stewart is carried. Thank you very much, councillors.